Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's Ben Valentine, Fitzy. His colleague at the Boston Globe, Dan Shaughnessy, is now openly rooting against Brady after a week of immune boosting and documentary announcements. We'll see if Volans there as well. Hello, Ben. How are you?
Afternoon, gentlemen. Sorry about the delay there.
That's
my
right.
Apologies.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing.
Wow, that's Ben Volan late to an interview, and Eli Manning just joined Twitter. What a Saturday, everybody. Did you guys, by the way, Ben, Ken, did you guys see this? I just wanted to get a quick take on this. Eli Manning just joined Twitter, and he said, to paraphrase Jimmy Chitwood, I don't know if it'll make any change, but I figure it's time for me to start playing social media. Tom Brady quote tweeted him and wrote, welcome, Eli. In typical fashion, you never showed up until the fourth quarter anyway.
Oh,
Brady self-owning him right there. That, now, see, that I love. There's the Tom Brady. That's
see,
what makes
trying.
Tom Brady an icon. There's Tom having fun, lighthearted and competitive. That's great.
Ben, jump in on this icon talk. It's been our discussion here the last half hour or so. It started as Brady versus Jordan. Forget about internationally, just American icon. Is Brady in Jordan's class to you?
No, because Jordan was a fashion brand, too. Jordan was a statement. Like, Jordan really was an icon. Brady's just, I think, a really, really popular football player. So I don't think Brady is Jordan's level. He's you know, maybe an icon around here in Boston, but nationally, I mean, you know, Jordan is Nike, the whole Nike brand, and he was the first star athlete to really have a whole, you know, shoe line and clothing line designed around him. So he was really a national icon, I think, more than Brady.
Now, Fitzy named one of his kids after Brady, right? Were both of them Fitzy?
No, I mean, no. There's, I don't, the,
oh,
the
now
first,
it's no?
The first one. The first, I said, no, not both. The first one is named Thomas because of Tom Brady. The wife even offered me, she said, please, by all means, I love the name Brady. And I said, that's just too much. So we named him Thomas.
And now you're arguing that he's not an icon. It's amazing, Ben, how things have changed in a couple weeks after Brady has left. I mean, Shaughnessy's rooting against him. Fitzy's rooting against him.
Oh. Ben, well, I'm here for all of Ken's pivots, but please.
I mean, we all know Fitzy's a Fairweather fan.
Yep.
You know, whichever way the wind's blowing,
that's it.
That's just, you know.
That's it. So. Unfollow, taking everything nice I've said about you back, Ben.
Whichever way the crafts are advising, yes. That's go ahead. What do you make of Shaughnessy in his column this week saying, the immune boosting and the docuseries and everything else, a lot of turning on Tom Brady talk this week.
Well, so, I mean, I'm not rooting against him. I separate off the field with on field, and so I would still like to see Brady and Gronk do well and have a good season, and that would be so fascinating. But, the stuff with TB12 and the immune boosting and the selling the protect, you know, and more now more than ever, you know, your immune system needs this, like, that makes me want to puke. I do not like that at all. That is hucksterism. He learned it from his boy Tony Robbins. It's like something Alex Jones would do, like selling supplements and like hawking like miracle cures and stuff. Like, it is gross, and I don't understand why he needs to do this stuff. It just makes him look bad, and I can't imagine it's doing that great business for him or anything. It's just, I think he's getting bad advice on some of this stuff, and I understand where you know, a lot of the TB12 method and their, you know, what they believe in and all that stuff. But when they're trying to sell me, you know, immunity boosters during a time of a pandemic, that just is really gross. And I don't understand why Tom Brady needs to do that stuff.
Hey, Ben, do you think it actually works against him? Like, it works against his favor in terms of broad national appeal, favoritism, iconic status, if you even want to go that far? Like, I can't remember anything people, and this maybe really does work against Brady. I don't remember anyone saying that they disagreed with a supplement that Michael Jordan sold or decisions that he made, whereas there's this, like you were just saying, like this weird veneer to Brady, and that this kind of is off-putting or creeps people out to a degree.
I definitely think so. I mean, just being connected to a guy who's trying to sell the Miracle Greens and get sanctioned by the FDA and cancer cure, like Brady, people from the beginning have warned, like, why is this the guy that Brady's entrusting as his godfather and and business partner and image, that, you know, everything with his image now is tied to Alex Guerrero. So this is not meant to be totally negative on them, but when they're coming out with, you know, trying to market, when they're using, you know, buzzwords and kind of dancing around the issue, but they might as well be telling people, like, hey, in coronavirus times, take our $45 supplements, they'll help you stay safe. It's disgusting. It's just really, you know, like I said, it's hucksterism. And Brady, I don't understand why he needs to be going down that road. He's a good athlete and a good guy and a classy guy for the most part. And it's weird that he turns into like Alex Jones, where he's just like selling supplements to people.
Hey, Ben, where is the NFL in their return to play plans? I know you've got your Sunday notes coming out tomorrow that addresses this. Any doubt to you there will be football?
I think there will be football. What I do wonder is if they're going to get stuck in like week 12. Because I do think that by September, hopefully there will definitely be enough testing around the country that the NFL can do a pretty serious system of everyone who goes into that building. It's not just players and coaches, but like all the staff and everyone who's there, you know, probably a couple hundred people every day, probably getting tested twice a week, and guys are going to get it. They're going to have to be quarantined. I think they can start, but it might, you know, what if it runs through an offensive line room or just, you know, one team has eight guys out at one time. And, you know, it's supposed to get worse in the cold weather in November and December. That's why you're seeing a lot of universities moving up their academic calendar to finish the semester before Thanksgiving, because it's supposed to get worse after then. I wonder if the NFL should consider something similar, like starting in August and trying to end early, just because there's a lot of predictions about a big second wave coming in the cold months of winter. So, I definitely think they will start. I think everyone wants to. The owners want to do it. The players want to do it. It's going to take a lot for them to pull off an entire 16-week season and the playoffs and all that. Like, it's going to take a lot, and there are a lot of speed bumps for them that could trip them up at some point during the season.
Yeah, I mean, Ben, we read this week on Pro Football Talk that the NFL would stand to lose $5.5 billion if they couldn't pull off these games, and if they have no fans in the stand as well. And I heard Judy Batista talking with Tom Curran about, no matter how hard the NFL keeps trying, that for some reason, some new firewall just always keeps popping up, like trying to make the N95 masks in the helmets. And should they expand the rosters? And do they go neutral sites? Can they allow fans in the stands? Like, I just, around every corner, I see every reason why they need to and should get the games going again. And then I just stop and think, like, how in the hell are you going to have full contact sport in the face of something that is so easily transmitted just in that regard, which is, of course, what gives baseball such bad optics? Is the NFL cooperating, like, with college football? Are they talking? Are they helping each other out? Because it would look weird for the NFL to have no fans when Ohio State's like, hey, we think we can have 30,000.
So, the NFL, they say they're in contact with all the sports leagues, kind of, not just in this country, but around the world. And so I think there's a lot of shared, you know, data and planning and concern about all this. And like, I know a lot of people are looking to the German soccer league right now. They're testing their players twice a week. They want to see how that all goes. It's funny, you mentioned the $5.5 billion. That's supposedly like game day revenue, tickets, you know, beer sales, parking, all that stuff. So, for this story I wrote this week, all the just about all the infectious disease experts I spoke to said, yeah, I think at a minimum you're going to have to ban fans. Like, there's just, why invite so many people into your environment? Like, you know, fans are going to have to be, I think, as a baseline, no fans. And yet you see how much money that's worth to the NFL's bottom line, and I do wonder if they're going to do whatever they can to even get 10,000 fans in a game or just be able to get some people in there and get some revenue going, just because it's a lot, and it's a big ask for these leagues to forego all that revenue. It's going to be a tough deal, but why would you got to try? Like, if you know, the players, their careers are only so long, you know, the owners, everyone wants to play. So you can't just like throw up your hands. You've got to give it a shot, especially when, you know, the testing should be good enough, and hopefully the virus is doing better by the end of summer. I think really the worry is just that, you know, over the course of a season, you hope that one team doesn't get overwhelmed by it, and then you worry about at the end of the season, is it going to get worse again in December, and then they're going to get, you know, stuck at the end of the season.
We're joined by Ben Volen of the Boston Globe here on WEI. Fitzy, you mentioned N95 masks. That's not going to happen, right, Ben? They're not going to make them wear masks under helmets, are they?
Oh no, Ken. All right, Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't they working to try to come up with a helmet that has some sort of like functional N95 mask?
What?
No, I'm not kidding, Ken. They're going to have like a visor down, and they're trying to, they've been working on a possible N95 like mask to put into the helmet to try to shield them from any viral elements in the field of play.
So the only thing I've seen is that one tweet from Schefter saying, yeah, they're working on like an N95 type of something. I think that's all PR. Every infectious disease doctor I spoke to laughed at the notion of players wearing any, even like a surgical mask or anything. I was wearing one of those in like my local beer store yesterday and just sweating my face off, just browsing the aisles. Like, right. You can't play football with those things. Like, you need some sort of ventilation, and, you know, the more ventilation, the less it works, but you need to be able to breathe when you're playing football. Like, they're probably all going to have to wear face masks and the clear shields and stuff like that, which will be like sneeze guard at a salad bar. Like, it'll catch your sneezes, but like diseases, you know, virus is still going to get in and out. But to be able to play football, they can't wear, I think Belichick might have to wear a mask, and all the coaches, but there's no way the players can wear a mask and play football at the same time.
Does the Patrick Chung contract extension, you know, the salary cap reduction, whatever it is, does it have any Cam Newton relation at all?
I don't think so. I think it was actually it was all about Kyle Duggar. They had everyone in their draft class signed but Duggar, and they didn't have enough cap space to do it. So they freed up like $1 million with Chung, and that was enough to get Duggar in. The signings happened like 1-2 right after each other. So, yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with Cam Newton. And it was all about just fitting in their draft class. All they had to do, just to show again how the salary cap is so meaningless, they entered the draft with $1 million in cap space. They drafted 10 players. All they had to do was have James Devlin retire and give Patrick Chung a pay raise. And they were able to create enough cap room to sign all 10 of their draft picks. So, once again, just a reminder, never, ever use cap space as an excuse for anything. They can always figure out ways to do stuff.
Ooh, and we know which direction and went into what player that's pointed at. Ben, do you like the Chung move? Obviously, it did create enough room to bring Duggar in. I see it as a positive, and I think this will be his last year. And I'd also love to know, why do you think Cam Newton doesn't have a job yet?
Chung first. I was just surprised. I mean, sure, I like it. If Belichick likes Chung, then I like Chung. I mean, I have no reason not to. I'm just shocked. I mean, they signed Adrian Phillips from the Chargers, who plays a similar position. They draft Kyle Duggar, who plays a similar position. But I guess with the strangeness of this year, Belichick's probably not counting on the rookies to do too much. And Chung being 33 years old and just having coming off kind of an injury season, I'm just surprised they did it, but I mean, he's been a great player for them, and he's kind of what you need in today's NFL, a guy who can cover guys one-on-one, but big enough and physical enough to play up near the line of scrimmage. So, like, the Patriots now have 3 or 4 of these hybrid safety linebacker guys, and that's the future of the defense, I think, is just, you know, more athleticism on the field.
Yeah.
As for Cam Newton, I think he's not he's probably not willing to do what Jameis Winston did, which is take a minimum value deal and go somewhere and sit for a year. I think Cam Newton still views himself as a starter and doesn't want to play for $1 million. Is he better off doing that versus sitting out? I mean, I just think he's banged up and he's got a little bit of, selfishness to him. And, the Panthers obviously didn't want him and there wasn't any trade value out there. And, you know, unless he's willing to go somewhere for nothing and sit for a year and learn and be an emergency type of quarterback, I don't see what's out there for Cam Newton right now.
Last one for me, Ben. Any update on the Patriots season ticket holder reaction to the season, the plans for a season? Have there been any cancellations or refunds or rollovers? Any news on that front?
So I'm pretty sure they've given everyone a deadline of July something to get in their deposits. But they've been very good, from what I can tell, about offering anyone a refund who doesn't want to do it. And especially if there are no fans in the game, you can either get a refund or they'll just apply your money to next year. I think even if they do have fans, but you don't feel comfortable going, I think they're good about refunds or securing your seats. So I do think the Patriots are kind of doing the right thing here, which makes sense because this is just kind of a short-term blip. And, you know, hopefully in 2 years when this is all over with, you know, things will go back to normal. The Patriots will be packing Gillette Stadium again. But I do think they've been pretty good about, refunds and not holding people to their commitments.
All right, yeah, Ben. Who do you have in the match tomorrow, Ben?
probably Tiger, right? I mean, how do you not take the it's Tiger and Peyton, isn't that right?
Yeah,
that's got to be nerve wracking for Peyton and Brady. I mean, they're not pro golfers, you know. I'm sure they're very good, but to have to take shots on live TV with everyone watching, like, that's probably not very easy for them.
Thank you for joining us, Ben.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate the time, Ben.
Ben Volen of the
Brady
Boston
swear. Do you think Brady's going to swear on live TV tomorrow? Because he's a notorious, like, he's posted clips of himself on Instagram before, Ken, golfing with his kids, and he's dropped F-bombs.
Is that part of the new iconic Rhodes iconic status plan? He'll drop some F-bombs here and
now,
there.
Don't you think that would make him more relatable?
I mean, as you point out, he's done that before in his career. I think it is part of his motif. More interesting to me now, yeah. Volen compared Brady to Alex Jones on multiple times in that interview.
That was a gross and disgusting rough comp. Wow. No, I know there are a lot of people that think Volen just lives to. I always appreciate when he comes on with us. I may not agree with a lot of his POVs and opinions, but I think he's got a fair point a lot of times, and it's nice for someone to take the opposition's point of view or have somebody who's not sunken deep into their fandom to be able to look at things from a 10,000 foot view. And I really do think, Ken, there are a lot of people out there that think some of the things that Brady has done in terms of, like, $50 snacks, $20 electrolytes, an immune-boosting drug during a pandemic and all this other stuff is just, like, it is. It's gross. It's, like, if it's not gross, it's just it's overpriced and weird. Like, are we all supposed to turn into like
thing,
these?
But Alex Jones, to compare him to like a Sandy Hook denier, it's a little bit extreme. I mean, let's unpack this on the other side. I would like to revisit this. Let's get to what's trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, it looks like the NHL and the NBA will be back in late July for games. Without fans, of course, Fitzy, but the news from the NHL... They have the players approved to the format for 24 teams. There'd be a play-in round of some reseeding or bracketed format. They're going to decide on that. Maybe an announcement here in the next couple days. But basically, the Bruins are going to be in line for a cup. I don't know if you would put an asterisk by it if they win it. But in late July, looks like they're good to go. And the NBA honing in on the Walt Disney World single site, Wide World of Sports Complex model. So, baseball, where are you? That is the main question.
Ken, it seemed... That is the question, not related to Tom Brady versus Michael Jordan versus Alex Jones. I did find the other night as we participated in that Zoom call with some lucky fans with Tuukka Rask, he didn't seem so nervous about being able to like get back into game shape. Like, oh well, we're gonna need at least a month, and we got this and that. Like, he seemed very nonchalant about the idea of like, yeah, you know, we'll just get out there, we'll skate a little bit, and then we'll just sort of have at it. Which again solidifies not only the status of hockey players as like more relatable and tougher but also like distanced us further from the, you know, the overcompensated baby nature of baseball players. Like that's he's telling people exactly what they need to hear in the face of the pandemic.
Yeah, like Bob McKenzie from TSN said the conference call with the NHL with the players was raucous, but you didn't hear any of that get public. Like the players are at least smart enough to keep their mouths shut. They're not Blake Snell complaining about having taxes taken out of the modified financial model, at least for now.
Worst poster boy, like when baseball, as we complain, like Mookie doesn't get out there enough, Mike Trout is not embracing his celebrity, the worst poster child for Major League Baseball 2020 is exactly who everyone is pointing their finger at right now, Blake Snell.
Your Patriots missed out on the Joe Flacco sweepstakes. He's gone to the Jets.
Oh.
$1.5 million base, $3 million in incentives.
He could AFC play East is locked up.
He might play 10 games this year. You never know.
What are you, nuts?
You never know. Darnold's going to be seeing ghosts by week three. Seahawks signed Carlos Hyde, one-year deal. Former Texans running back goes there. Patrick Ewing has coronavirus. Ryan Leaf arrested overnight on misdemeanor battery charges from an incident in Palm Springs. And Jerry Sloan, Utah Jazz coach, passing away yesterday at the age of 78. It is Ken and Fitzy. More of the Brady comparison to Alex Jones coming up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
The stuff with TB12 and the immune boosting and the selling the protect, you know, and more now more than ever, you know, your immune system needs this. Like, that makes me want to puke. I do not like that at all. That is hucksterism. You know, it's like, he learned it from his boy Tony Robbins. It's like something Alex Jones would do, like selling supplements and like hawking like miracle cures and stuff. Like, it is gross, and I don't understand why he needs to do this stuff. It just makes him look bad.
Now, there's Ben Volen of the Boston Globe comparing Tom Brady to Alex Jones, who once declared Hillary Clinton was running a child sex ring out of a pizza parlor. So it's not the best comp to me. I mean, I can understand the reaction to it is like, okay, this is opportunism. Volen's colleague Fitzy, Dan Shaughnessy, called it wartime profiteering. Here's the difference, though. This supplement is... There's no scientific evidence it's harmful, right? Mm-hmm. None. Nope. I mean, even Alex Reamer, our old buddy, wrote a story about it, and he had some dietitians that were quoted in there that said it's a little bit misleading. You know, these people are obviously just don't believe that supplements or vitamins are helpful to immune system recovery and response. But this is not neurosafe. This is not concussion water. These are pretty harmless I would say, supplements from my point of view and from Brady's point of view, he obviously believes in them. So what's the big deal? I mean,
yeah, what's the harm in taking it? It's basically a multivitamin. What this is really is sort of like a glorified multivitamin with elderberry syrup. My kids take elderberry syrup all the time. I have
relatives. That's a drop. We'll save that off for Monday. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. You mean when I'm doing the show with Mark James and Wiggy and you're going to be home?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, I've been pressed into service once again. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate
it. Tuesday, yeah.
Good. I won't be there Tuesday and couldn't give a flying Foxborough away.
Wednesday. Well, it
good. Great. I'm taking an off day Wednesday. So, they did. I mean, yeah, that's fine. I mean, like, that's good for you. Okay, what Tom Brady is selling right now is good for you. Vitamin C, good for you. Zinc,
well,
good for you.
I don't know
elderberry
that it's good
syrup,
for you.
Good
I,
for you.
I mean,
yeah,
maybe
no, it's
it is,
good
maybe
for
it
you. I mean, Ken, come on. This stuff has been around long enough. We all know, like, people have been taking zinc in conjunction with vitamin C, and then if they need to, if they're at high risk, or if they're compromised, they've been taking, like, Z-Pax, azithromycin, et cetera. So obviously Brady's not giving you something that you can't get your hands on over the counter. What Brady's selling you is all stuff that, while not FDA regulated and approved, generally is assumed to be good for you. Now, will it boost your immune system? Maybe a little bit. I mean, it could. It's not as like ridiculous as America's echinacea boom 20 years ago when everyone was like, quick, you got to take Golden Seal and echinacea because you'll never get sick again. What Shaughnessy said, though, like the wartime profiteering, he's not far off. If Brady put if this had already been on the market, Ken, 2 years ago with the purple carrot meals and the $50 nuts and the, you know, recovery balls and happy pajamas and everything else, no big deal. The fact that it's the dubious nature of this comes from the release date, Ken. That's why.
Well, so what? I mean, this is America, if I'm not mistaken. Greg Hill says that five times a show with us in the morning. Mm-hmm. So why not take advantage of the need to boost an immune system if you believe it works? If you believe you found the secret to immune enhancement, why not share it with people that believe in you? I to compare him to Alex Jones, I mean, now we've gone totally the other direction. I mean,
that was bananas.
Like the docuseries bothers me too. The timing of that is terrible. Mm-hmm. I just don't see this as what's the problem here. So he's trying to make a buck. Okay.
Oh, because he
and his company.
Poor Tom
he's trying
Brady.
To build his company.
How's he get? Yeah, okay. Well, building your company is one thing, but trying to make a buck.
Okay, Alex Guerrero's trying to make a buck. That's his business partner, mm-hmm. right? He's probably behind this anyway. They're using Brady's name for it. I understand that. They, by the way, they had this back in March. Obviously it was a different stage of the pandemic, but it was still prevalent. But they at that time it was a bundle of supplements which were immune enhancers for $147.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So okay, they've so kind of repackaged that in a $45 form.
So see, in a lot of ways, so this is sort of like, hey, maybe we can move more of the Protect stuff, and maybe people are going to buy it during
so
this
what?
Time. But he's got to know. I mean, he's got to know that he's Tom Brady, and there's a certain sector of the population that looks to him. And if he's able to continue to perform at such a peak level, it's not just because he's drinking a lot of water out of his double insulated vacuum steel, TB12 thermos, or
well,
because
he might
he's
believe
taking
it
his vitamins. Oh, come on! No, it's. I mean.
Why wouldn't he believe
being limber and hydrated?
This is the way he lives his life. It's not like he doesn't do this himself, right? I mean, he walks the walk. He's lasted until 42.
Is what's good for the goat always good for the gander?
He's not saying you have to take it. It's a product. It's your choice. You can buy it if you want. Don't buy it if you don't want to buy it.
Okay, fine. Well, then I guess this is a moot point, and we never should have brought it up. How about what sport is on the docket next?
Well, no, but Volan's calling him Alex Jones. I mean, I think it's worth exploring why people
have such a
visceral reaction to it.
Yes, that was, first of all, I'd never heard of Alex Jones selling anything. I'd always just thought Alex Jones was there on the InfoWars to try to discredit anybody that he disliked on the left or people he thought to be, you know, were staging conspiracies or fraudulent when he himself is one of the greatest lunatics of the modern broadcast era.
Right.
I mean, that saying that Brady is now doing something that is as grotesque as an Alex Jones.
He called it gross and disgusting. Do you feel that way? I mean, is it gross and disgusting?
And then he went on to say, like, this is coming from someone who's like, you know, gentlemanly. He called him classy, like,
right,
within
classy
the same
guy
breath.
Who's gross and disgusting.
A classy guy who's gross and disgusting. Like, that's like, I mean, like,
people
saying that Brady's doing
Brady.
This. He's like that. He's like an Alex Jones is like accusing him of being like a Joseph Smith or something, like creating a fake religion just so he could, you know, get lots of chicks. And then next thing you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to call it Mormonism.
Let's go to your buddy Wayne in South Boston.
There he is.
Phone lines. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I need my fix. What's up, Wayne? How you doing?
What's going on, brother? Fitzy, this is driving me crazy, man. What the hell is going on with Brady, man? Seriously. What, this immunity thing. I mean, he wants me to buy his immunity stuff for how much? 140 or whatever the crazy price.
Yeah, $45 for the 30-day supply.
My immunity is unbelievable. I mean, I'm in unbelievable shape, and I take the regular vitamins, you know what I mean? I take vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D. I mean, I take my turmeric. I take all my stuff every day, you know what I mean? And I have never caught no coronavirus. I don't wear a mask, you know what I mean? I take care of myself every day. I train every night, you know what I mean? I take care of myself. I don't need Brady to tell me how to take care of myself, you know what I mean? Like, what happened to the guy Brady when he was playing for the Patriots, who was always nonchalant, you know what I mean? Pretty much kept to himself, you know what I mean? Didn't really, you know what I mean, be out there hawking everything like he is now. Now it's like every time I turn my back, Brady's hawking something.
So you feel like, you know, not everyone is like you. You know, not everyone knows, you know, like to take turmeric because it's got an anti-inflammatory properties. Oh, I'll save that drop to use on the show Wednesday, says Ken. Loser.
Oh, yeah, the turmeric is really good.
Turmeric's
really
great. No, I know. Turmeric's great for you. but, like, not everyone knows necessarily to do that. But I think there is a percentage of the population. I don't want to say that he's preying on Wayne, but at the same time,
I didn't say he's praying.
Nor am I saying that either, Wayne. But I'm saying, like, there are people that are susceptible to believe that taking things like this may help you provide an extra layer of defense or shield you from this virus. I mean, they're not coming out and saying it, but I think that's what's sort of implied, and that's what's bothering super fans like you and me, Wayne.
Yeah, and here's another thing. I'm on the Google today, right? And I always go on Google. I read the little things that they always have about the pay and everything on there. Well, here's a story that was on Google today. It was talking about how Brady was telling Gronk how much he admired his penis.
Well, that's from the Stern interview.
I mean, come on, Brady. Are you kidding me? Is that how bad you need Gronk to come down to Tampa Bay? You got to tell him how good his penis is? I mean, come on, Brady. I mean, I would never in my wildest. Your wife's the hottest, you know, supermodel in the world, and here you are telling Gronk how awesome his penis is.
Wayne, are you rooting for Brady to lose? Are you rooting against him this year?
Oh, of course. Without a doubt. And here's another thing, too, real quick. How about now, every time Brady went down to Miami and played in Miami, right, what happened? What happened, Fitzy?
They'd lose. That was his snake pit. Yeah, that was his tiki doll. Yeah,
because of the heat, because of the hot weather. He always said it was the hot weather, right? Okay. Well, Tampa Bay, is it really hot down there during the September, October months?
Damn, Skippy, it's even more humid.
It's even more humid, right? So all of a sudden, now Brady's going from being with a team for 20 years where he played in the cold, you know what I mean, cold weather team. Now he's going down to Tampa, and he thinks all of a sudden that he's just going to become, you know what I mean, now that it's nice down here, you know what I mean? Like, when I played Miami, I couldn't win a freaking game, but I'm going to go down to Tampa and win every game. Well, Sean Payton is telling him, hey, and by the way, I love what Sean Payton told him. Hey, Brady, you see what he said to him on Twitter?
Hey,
Brady, you ain't playing with the Jets anymore, buddy. Whoa. And Brady answered him back. Brady said, yeah, well, I know that we're the underdog and you guys are the favorite. And then Peyton answered him back. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. That was his comment to Brady.
I love it. Peyton, wow.
Hey, they're coming after him. Peyton, I'm telling you, they're going to come after Brady. He better be ready this year. Because they're going to come after him. He better realize, like they said, he ain't playing with the Jets no more. He ain't playing in the AFC East no more. He's playing with the big boys. Falcons are going to come after him. All those teams are going to come after him.
Good call, Wayne. Thank you, buddy.
It's coming. Great. It's coming, Fitzy.
Appreciate the call, Wayne.
I'm glad I got to hear from you.
Always great to hear from you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Stay safe and get ready for that evening training, all right?
Well, the Brady, they're at New Orleans week one. They only have one home game. They play Carolina week two, then they're at Denver, so he's not going to have any warm weather games. I don't know. One September game, he'll be fine. I mean, the schedule in terms of the domes they play in and the pleasant weather.
Could get sneaky hot in Denver in September. I'm saying it right now, Ken. Denver, wild card team this year.
Now, you wanted your Wayne fix. Do you want your Scott from Weymouth fix? Because he's been hanging on the line for about a half hour.
Ah, why not?
All right.
As long as it's not Jake in Boston, that's fine.
Uh-oh. Scott's got us on, like, hold. Scott, are you there? What the hell? All right, that's it. Sorry about that. Mike in Foxborough is next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. So, speaking of hawking snake oil, you know, the president says he's not getting coronavirus because he's taking hydroxychloroquine.
Right. But Brady's stuff hasn't been, like, declared by the FDA as potentially harmful. I mean, to compare the two.
Right. Well, that's true. That's true. Hydroxychloroquine can be very harmful.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think Tom Brady's Protect multivitamin, elderberry, immune booster is not going to, like, turn you into a human fish tank and kill you. But no, yeah. It would only do you a world of good. It's just the timing of it. That's the whole big issue. It's the timing of
it. You communist.
Well, I just wanted to throw in why I think that Brady will never be as popular as Jordan. Mm-hmm. And it's because of the sport itself. Football is one of the least iconic sports worldwide. You know, there's no, if you look at every other sport has a World Cup, Olympics, there's always international competition. Mm-hmm. And then football also has the shortest season by months. You know, it's maybe 5 months total. Other sports are 7, 8, 9, some are even 10 months long. And then football by far has the fewest games. Every other sport has 5 times more games. Baseball has like 10 times more games. And then also the players wear helmets on the field, so their heads are completely covered, makes them a lot less identifiable, with the exception of hockey, which is probably less iconic than football. And then just in terms of the popularity worldwide, you know, sure, football is the most popular sport in this country, but it's probably like the fourth or fifth or sixth most popular sport in the whole world. And then, speaking of it being popular in the U.S., well, one of the things going against football, too, is that the players only play half the game. You're either on offense or defense. All the other sports, you're playing both offense and defense. Hockey, of course, you have line changes. So, again, that's kind of what makes hockey a little less iconic than football. And then just concerning Brady, so he wears a helmet, completely covering his head in an American sport that no one else in the world understands, playing the fewest games in the shortest season. And one of you guys mentioned Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders. Mm-hmm. Well, both those guys played a second sport. They both played baseball. So that just adds to their legacy.
Yep.
But when the Patriots go to other countries, you know, when the NFL plays in London, Mexico, or whatever other country, I think Brady is the most popular football player going to those countries. So he'll always be, I think, the most iconic football player in this country. But comparing it to other sports, he'll never measure up just because of the sport itself.
All right, Mike, good points all. I guess it gets boils down to whether you think the NFL can compare with any other sport internationally in terms of iconic status. And because if it's not Brady, I mean, I guess Deion and Bo Jackson had appeal beyond the game more so than Tom. But if we're talking about the best player of all time and he's not iconic, it's tough to swallow that. I mean,
yeah, you know what? This strikes me as something like football is. And that's why, you know, we see a lot of politicizing around football and we see a lot of displays of patriotism around football, Ken. Because football is the most uniquely American of all the sports, if not the most. It's like NASCAR and football. I mean, yes, sure, there's auto racing all over the world, but NASCAR, stock car racing, that's America. Football, tailgating, you know, the excessive consumption of, like, alcohol, meats, and salty snacks, and trucks, and people just smashing each other, like, that's so American. So for Brady to be regionally or domestically iconic, yes, he's in that argument. But I think we've heard a lot of people say, you look at him on our home front, he is an icon. Internationally, when compared against these guys who transcended movements and moments and time and sport, there's really no comparison. And quick update on the poll as well, Ken. I have just about 1,000 votes in so far. And it's closer than you think, actually. I remember I said I thought it was going to be about 50-50.
You
right
said
now,
50-50, yeah.
I say Brady's the GOAT, but do you believe he's as, if not more, iconic than Jordan? 43% yes, 57% no, with 900 votes in.
So, somewhere in between us. I thought it would be more like 75-80%. No, and your fans are mostly, you know, Pats fans, your followers, I would say. Although, you know, we had 40% basically feel like on the Greg Hill Show account this week are turning on Brady in the sense that they feel he's changed. He's a different guy. So a big portion of Patriots fans are looking at him through a different lens. That's obvious.
For sure.
Including several of our callers. Jake in Boston's lined up. He may want to rip me this week. I don't know, judging by that headline. We'll find out.
Can we get to Jake after the break so I can do a shot while we're at commercial? Okay.
Yeah, take a shower. We'll be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/grow200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/grow200.
At Advance Auto Parts, we want to make sure your vehicle is ready to roll when you are. We have the right oil and filters at the right price every day from brands like Pennzoil, Mobil 1, Valvoline, and Castrol. And if you make a qualifying Pennzoil purchase this month, you'll get Gum Out Regain Fuel Injector Cleaner for free. Also, visit AdvanceAutoParts.com and tell us about a hero in your community. You could each win $1,000. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations.
You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Kenneth Fitzy here until 4 o'clock. We had one eyewitness beach report early in the show, Fitzy. I wouldn't mind a few more. The beach rules and regulations are so random and capricious. I'm having a tough time getting behind these as well. In New York, you're allowed to like walk ankle deep in the water, but you can't swim, but you can surf.
Huh?
But the New York City beaches are closed. You can go to the Long Island beaches, but you got to be there before 10 a.m. or they'll be closed. Governor Baker's reopening most of the beaches Monday. I'm unclear as to whether they're open this weekend or can you park there or can you not. I have no idea. It's bizarre. Are the Cape beaches open? Could you go? I could drive down there and park right now. Or
the little beach at the end of my street that we always go to is open, but not, I guess, because beaches. I mean, well, the governor said beaches in Massachusetts are not technically open until Tuesday. But
Tuesday or Monday? I thought it was Monday.
It was Tuesday. I think he was specifically avoiding the entirety of the holiday weekend. I believe it's Tuesday. But the parking lots...
But you can still walk on them and like move on them if you get there.
Again, there's people in the parking lots at all these beaches. I mean, they're none of them are closed. You've got cars there. You've got people just sort of sashaying about. Now, no one's swimming because it's 60 degrees out today and there's a stiff breeze. But I see people at all the area beaches in my town, and I bet the same is true for Upper Cape all the way to the Outer Cape as well. It's more than just like, oh, I want to go to the beach. It's people trying to feel some semblance of normalcy, just getting out, just, you know, not being sheltered in place any further. So they're taking it as like a moral win just to be able to go to the beach, even if they're not, you know, ankle deep. That makes no sense whatsoever. You can surf, but you can't swim. You can walk ankle deep. Who the hell?
What happens if you fall off your surfboard?
Right.
You can't, you're not allowed to swim?
Lock them up. I mean, like, we've talked about the nonsense and the seeming hypocrisy of some of the rules and regulations that have gone with the quarantine over the past 2 months, but and how much just bother officers of the law who, you know, spent all that time training so they could serve and protect the greater good, having to, like, mask shame people now. Like, can you imagine having to be, like, the ankle-deep police at the beach?
Well, I don't think anybody's going to enforce this, but you didn't, like, but there, I see this this news anchor from NBC 10 posted a picture yesterday from Carson Beach, and it is totally slammed. So this is what they're trying to avoid.
Right.
You're supposed to be 12 feet apart from each other. These people are like, I mean, this is a mass gathering. This picture from yesterday.
Oh,
so, I could see both sides of this. In a couple weeks now, are you going to see a spike from some of the beach gatherings this weekend?
No, because it's the outdoor trend. No, it doesn't transmit
outdoors. What about all those spring breakers in Florida that led to the early outbreak of this whole thing?
Can we, I think,
spring breakers afterwards?
What do you think? Of course they did.
But if it's passed person to person, if you've got a beach blanket, 2 feet from somebody, it could pass that way. I'm afraid of all this. Also, the bathrooms
are not open.
You've
lost your mind. You've lost your mind.
The bigger concern is the bathrooms are not yet open, right? If they're not opening until Tuesday, you can't use the changing room or the shower, but I don't think, unless they have porta-johns there or something.
They did it. Now, they did it at my beach. What are you pointing out to the fact that the water might be a little warmer in the shallow end? And there could be some baby Ruths.
With that note, would you care for Jake in Boston?
All right.
Who's got his, I'm sure.
Oh, here he is. Jake, please refresh the page so you're on the top of your script. Let your monologue, let your diatribe commence.
Let's go.
Yeah, the bitterness is at full blast, Fitzy.
Yes,
and it is when you're comparing Tom Brady to Alex Jones. Listen, I'm not going after you today, though I will ask you, Fitzy, where are you on the five stages of grieving with Brady? I think you're on stage two, which is anger.
With denial? First of all, it's seven stages, Jake, and...
No, it's five stages.
Five?
Psychological stages of grief.
I'm at acceptance.
No, you aren't.
You are not. You just said he wasn't an icon earlier in the show. You've named your son after him in part, and you said he's not an icon.
I have accepted the fact that he has left us for a while. It's okay. Listen, I still live with mom, and dad has left the house and has a hot new girlfriend, and I'm okay with it. Dad deserves to have a little fun. Go ahead. That's fine.
He's not going to hit you until he plays that first game in the new uniform. You're still in anger.
No, the creamsicle shirt, Jake, over the shoulder pads this week was pretty gross. I'll be honest. That was a little tough to take.
Hold on. You think that was tough to take? You know what's tough to take, Fitzy? And this is why you're still in anger. What was Jarrett Stidham doing this week? Has Jarrett Stidham done any sort of football activity? So if we're in the process of moving on, Fitzy, Jarrett Stidham needs to be held accountable for what he isn't doing, which is gathering his teammates and finding a field somewhere. Brown University, the place they used to do training camp at. There are a whole bunch of fields and a whole bunch of teammates around, and he's not getting them together. So why aren't you slapping him around? Why are you?
He could be at Washington Park. He could be at Governor Dumner. He could be in Norwood. He can be in Foxborough.
He could be. Go slap him around. Otherwise, you haven't gotten over it yet. Now on to Ben Bolin, who is a lazy journalist and probably shouldn't be this lazy given the job market. I'd like to see Ben do some investigative journalism on the guy he has to deal with every day instead of the guy who's left. That being Bill Belichick. How has Bill's girlfriend been a figurehead in this city for a decade, and no one knows anything about her ex-husband? Who are the Hess in the Hess twins? Is that Leon Hess, that Bill's former boss in the New York Jets? The timing is right. He is old enough, and granted he's dead, but the girls are old enough to where that could have happened. So where is that investigative journalism? Why don't we ever hear anything about how Linda was an audible call in Super Bowl 42? We all know what happened there. Who paid the $25,000 in credit card debt on husband number two? Oh, that was Bill Belichick, by the way. Why haven't I heard that? If Bill is cheating on these women, which he did, he cheated on his first wife. There was the payment to the other woman in New York City. Why isn't Ben Bolin trying to track down, hey, he could have cheated again in Cincinnati, right? Hey, we already had one Spygate. We had a Deflategate. You're telling me Bill doesn't have a track record of this stuff? So focusing on Tom again and again and again shows none of you have moved on, because this should all be about Bill. Bill's head should be on a swivel right now, and there should be oodles of journalism coming out against him. If this was the name of the game, if the name of the game wasn't get Tom, run Tom out of town, give myself a trophy for running Tom out of town, then Bill should be the focus. And the fact Bill isn't the focus is a major problem and proves none of you have moved on.
I will say this. I'm not going to endorse any of
that. Comparing Linda Holiday to Carol Baskin was pretty interesting.
Bill is winning the war. Mm-hmm. I guess it's the battle. The war will be won by the end of this season. But Bill is just laying low, and as the weeks go by, every little bit of stuff that comes out about Brady, most of it to Brady's own doing, Bill is just looking like the better guy. I mean, he's winning. He's winning the PR battle.
Oh, right now, for sure. And to Jake's point about
how Tom Brady's out there right now and he's practicing and Jared Stidham is on Instagram making steaks, you know, wearing craft beer hats with his super hot, super rich wife. A, I'm not going to begrudge him that. And B, Jared Stidham was in California with Jordan Palmer. He was out there for weeks, if I'm not mistaken, working on his arm talent and practicing football right around the time that the lockdown began. So while he's not been able to get his teammates together, because Tom Brady's in a state where the pandemic hasn't hit as hard in Florida.
Well, Edelman's working out. Edelman's working out with Hoyer per the report in Weymouth, right?
Mm-hmm. He was down at Union Point. That is correct. So who knows where Stidham is, but he'll find a way. Don't you worry about, it's an interesting point from Jake. Maybe he's under coach's orders as well, not to get out there and put himself under any possible, under the scrutiny of any media or microscope right now. By the way, Edelman looked, not to make this too bromantic, as he celebrates his 34th birthday. Edelman looks like he has triple rededicated himself. That guy looked ripped in his photos the other day.
Time for a break. We only have a 60-second break. Ian has a bird's eye view from, he's got a man on the scene view from one of the beaches. So we're going to get Ian's update from Barnstable Beach in 60 seconds here on Ken and Fitzy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.